Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Monday, November 20th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Fool, and this exceptional Fool card comes to us from the Duchess of Lore, and you can find her on Instagram. She just started this deck. She really has to be currently my most favorite artist, maybe of almost all time. All right, because her whole thing is phenomenal, and she's only done a couple cards so far, but let me tell you, this is a deck I am eagerly anticipating. If you're a collector, you've got to go follow. Sorry I ramble, but I'm so excited for this one. Now today we start off with the moon still in Aquarius, and about mid-morning it will move into Pisces. But before it does leave Aquarius, it's going to be square to Mars and Scorpio. Of all the things happening today, this one might be the one most closely related to our Fool. And this isn't one of his best characteristics, but he can be a bit impulsive. And Aquarius is as impulsive as they come. And with Mars involved, there's that extra dose of just do it and then figure it out later. I don't feel this is a bad thing, but it can get some people into a bit of trouble. Now, the moon will, once it moves into Pisces, will be conjunct to Saturn. Some of you could really be feeling this one, especially with it being Pisces energy, which is definitely emotionally charged. You know, however, the good thing is that it can help to overcome some of the, you know, instability that might be associated with the Fool. The moon will also be sextile to Jupiter in Taurus. This can add a very sociable aspect to your day, which is always nice, provided it, you know, goes along with whatever you need to do. So now for the big one of the day, we do have a major aspect. The Scorpio Sun, almost at the tail end of its journey, sextile with Pluto, both at 28 degrees. This is an incredible transit. It's extremely powerful. Now, I like it with the Fool card, okay? I absolutely do, because this is kind of like, let the adventures begin. You are ready. I don't think there's anything that can stop you with this transit, you know, because it instills you with confidence and power and drive and wanting to really make a change and find those new beginnings in your life. And the Fool is all about those new beginnings. So if you've kind of been, you know, if you think about this, if you've kind of been standing at the edge of that cliff, kind of hesitant to take the leap and to just get going with the next part of your journey, this transit is the one that probably can help to push you over the edge. Exactly the impetus you need to get you going. And I think it can bring some very wonderful things over the coming months. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.